Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
Dave DeForest reporting voters in the U.S. states of West Virginia and Nebraska cast presidential primary ballots.
What the political revolution is about is creating a government which represents all of us, not just the 1%.
Senator Bernie Sanders calling for support as he faced off with Hillary Clinton in those two states. Clinton holds a slight lead in opinion polls. New U.S. political surveys show the likely presidential contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are locked in tight contests in three of the key states. President Barack Obama says he will visit Hiroshima, Japan late this month, becoming the first U.S. president to go to the city, where in 1945 an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb used in war. Josh Earnest is a presidential spokesman.
The United States continues to be the only country to have used nuclear weapons, and it means that our country bears a special responsibility to lead the world in an effort to eliminate them.
For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting Hiroshima and Nagasaki, apparently to avoid the impression they were making an apology. An advisor says Mr. Obama will not apologize for the bombing. Brazil's acting House Speaker has reversed his decision to annul the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. That decision means the Senate can take a vote Wednesday on putting Ms. Rousseff on trial. Her lawyers have launched last-minute effort to head off the campaign, the action, appealing to the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings. The president is accused of manipulating state funds. This is VOA News. The head of Bangladesh's leading Islamist party was executed Wednesday on charges of genocide and war crimes linked to the nation's war for independence in 1971. The nation's law minister says Motiur Rahman Nizami, the 73-year-old leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party, was hanged at Dhaka Central Jail. The U.S. Defense Department sent a Navy warship to carry out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday. A defense spokesman says the USS William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef. He said the purpose was to challenge what he called the excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling on Turkey to allow independent investigators to probe reports of human rights abuses in the country's southeast. The call from Zayd Raad Al Hussein comes as European leaders press Turkey to halt the flow of refugees into Europe, while at the same time pushing it to reform anti-terrorism laws that opponents say are increasingly used against government critics. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three people and wounded 45 in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party for medical treatment. It was not immediately clear if the dead include any of the prisoners. Early Tuesday, two police officers were killed while working to defuse a roadside bomb in the eastern province of Van. U.S. and Somali special forces conducted a joint raid early Tuesday on a base of the militant group Al-Shabaab, killing or capturing an unknown number of militants. Residents in the village of Tora Torau said soldiers dropped from helicopters on the outskirts of the village and then went to the target on foot. A Somali official said the operation lasted 2 hours and the troops met no resistance. He declined to identify the targets. Several former NATO chiefs said in a letter to the Daily Telegraph newspaper that a British exit from the European Union would give aid to the West's enemies and would lead to a loss of British influence. The signatories were Peter Carrington, Javier Solana, George Robertson, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, and Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Officials say U.S. and Afghan commandos staged a joint raid on Tuesday, rescuing the son of a former Pakistani prime minister. The son had been held captive for 3 years by a militant group. Unknown gunmen kidnapped him from a 2013 election rally, and his whereabouts were unknown until now. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best news.